It's Wrecking Ball Radio. This is Stavin's Den.
And we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Stavin's Den, scamming scammers. That's what we're going to do now. Let me cue up the music, which one day will get me kicked off Spotify. I'm pretty darn sure of this intro song doing that. I feel very confident in that. Where are we? Here we go. All right. Here we go.
Always and forever.
All right, when we last left off, things were going too well, so Fake Davin had to turn into Needy Fake Davin and just needed more quality time with Scammer Michelle. And Michelle, she had a need, too. If they were going to do cyber sex again, she was going to need a fresh dick pic from Fake Davin. So that's where we, you know, just two kids, two star-crossed lovers. All right.
Trading dick pics,
as the case may be. April 15th, 2020, she goes, "Hi, honey, how are you doing? What are you doing right now, honey?" I said, "Hi, baby, I'm home. I've had better days, but I always love talking to you. Are you there?" Which is standard for these conversations, because there are lapses in time. Must be that interwebs. She goes, "Yes, I'm here, sweetheart." I go, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Preparing for patrolling." This woman is always patrolling, preparing for patrolling, and Joe wants to know what the patrol room looks like. No, the control room. She patrols, and Joe wants to know what the control room looks like. So many questions. She goes, "Preparing for patrolling." I go, "I see, so no time to talk." She goes, "But I don't want to go, is what I'm telling my commander, because I'm not feeling too fine, love." You know, so often in war, you go, "My tummy's upset. I don't think I should go on patrol."
Wait a minute. I'm suddenly very interested. Do tell.
Wait a minute. Getting out of work? What is this you speak of? Not feeling right? How's your ass? How's your head? How's your tum-tum? I go, "What's wrong?" She goes, "I'm sick, honey." I go, "What are the symptoms?" She goes, "What?" I go, "Your symptoms." She goes, "I said that I'm feeling sick. I'm..." She goes, "I said that I'm feeling sick. I'm not feeling too fine, love." Damn you with these questions. Can't I be vague? I go, "Yes, I know, but what is wrong? Sore throat, stuffy nose, itchy ass."
Did you say itchy ass?
I most certainly did. Is this going to be a regular character?
I'm riveted. I'm riveted by the Fisher talk.
Yeah, your Fisher's going to get riveted. All right. She goes, "I'm taking medication, honey." I go, "Yes, but what is bothering you?" She goes, I don't want to go for patrolling, and I'm tired of staying here, honey." What we have here is a failure to communicate. I go, "I'm sorry, baby. What is your commander's name?" She goes, "Never mind, honey." I go, "Why can't you tell me?" She goes, "Baby, you will still know, but not now." I go, "That makes no sense. I feel you're being secretive. Are you having an affair with him?"
Hold on.
What?
I got to stop you for a second. She doesn't want you to talk to the commander. She's got you right in the fucking general, for Christ's sake. Why can't you write the commander?
It's commander's the same thing. I go, "That makes no sense. I feel you are being secretive. Are you having an affair with him? Do you love him?"
Oh, no. Is he dousing you with urine?
Well, remember.
For a four-star cock? Is that what you're looking for?
I think this version of Fake Davin was also very jealous in the beginning.
Yeah, so we're
bringing that back.
A four-star cock, that means they had to press those little pips right into his member. Ow!
It can handle it. It's army tough.
An army cock gets more done in the morning than you do before you wake up. She goes, what type of nonsense question is this? Do you think I'm like that? You know his name, and when you request for my leave, okay? I go, I don't know. I'm a bit jealous, maybe. I just want to know, well, who is so influential in your life? I don't know his name. She goes, like I told you before, I don't want to marry a military man, and I don't want to date any of them. I go, but I was a military man, so I guess you don't want to date me. Crying emoji.
Oh, no.
She goes, I said you was. That means before, not now. I go, true, but as you know, it never really leaves you. She goes, so now you are not in the military. What? I go, the military, the discipline, the thought process. It stays with you long after you've left. And take it from me.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
And a cock of one, too.
Yes.
Did you just say discipline?
Discipline. She goes, what? I don't understand. I go, the military way of life has a way of staying with you long after you leave. She goes, yes, I, of course. I so can you be happy with a man who is in the military? Yes, because he was, not now. I go, okay. She goes, yes, honey. Where are you now? I go, home, baby. She goes, okay, love. I go, where are you? She goes, I'm on the bad now.
You're on the what now?
I'm on the bad.
What?
I'm on the bad.
She's on the bad.
Bad.
On the band. Oh, I thought she was on the band.
You wish.
I'm on the band, you know it, you know.
She was clearly going for bed. She was clearly going for bed. I go, wish I was with you, sweetie. I blow her a kiss emoji. She goes, me too, sweetie. I wish same, honey. I go, I'd hold you and kiss you. She goes, I feel like be with you over there now and have sex with you, honey. Even have an anal sex with you, honey. Oh, wow.
Whoa.
That's what she wrote?
That's what she wrote.
Wow.
Now, Felonious, I don't believe you live in Michelle's ass. Yeah. Felonious.
What did you take? What was that, a 2x4? Jesus Christ.
She's a bear.
It's a back scratcher. I'm itchy. I'm Baba Bear.
Joe, you should know you need something strong and durable to get through that back hair. What's wrong with you?
My hacksaw is in the garage.
So we'll continue. She goes, even have an anal sex with you, honey. I go, I feel the same way. She goes, okay, love. I go, I'm very much in the mood to make love to my woman. I go, are you there? She goes, yes, I'm here with you, honey. Me too, sweetie. I feel the same way, love. I go, are you in the mood for Cyber Baby? And she goes, no. No. No.
Wow. Okay, wait. Well, we went from anal to no very
yes,
quickly.
We certainly did. This is taking a turn.
A lot of people do. They
what?
That's like the old joke. It's like, yeah, I tried anal sex with my girlfriend. She turned into a dolphin.
I never heard that.
That's an old joke.
I go, okay. She goes, but since you're in the mood, I will do it with you as my Superman. What? I go, honey, I'd love that, but I don't want to do it when want to do it when you're in the mood. I don't want you to feel pressured. See, fake Davin's a nice guy. Other fake Davins might have gone for it. Not this fake Davin.
Right.
She goes, baby, is okay. I will do it with you right now, honey. I guess I don't need that dick pic anymore.
I guess not.
I go, baby, the best part is knowing I made you come. She goes, yes, I will also make you come, too. And kids.
Why, thank you.
Kids, if you're
thank
listening
you.
And you don't know what to say to that special Valentine.
Oh, that was romantic. Yeah, thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
This is lovely conversation for your loved one during Valentine's Day in those moments where you don't know what to say. Feel free to borrow from these two kids.
When you care enough to come the very best.
Yes, Pip. Yes. You know, what's it? A kiss starts with K? And a B starts with B, BJ starts with B? Well, coming starts with C. So see yourself over here and make sure you come. She goes, I will also make you come too. I go, I go, I love to picture you in bed moaning with pleasure. She goes, what? That's, what? I can't hear you.
Can't hear you over the moaning.
Now let's play our favorite question in the segment. Is this a guy? Because I think this might be a guy where moaning with what?
What?
What? What? What? What?
What has the guy on the last shift been talking about with this dude? What?
Yeah.
No. It's a fine woman from Yemen. That's in Yemen. What's wrong with you creeps?
Yeah. We don't have enough time left in the show for that.
True. I mean, you do keep company with urine keepers, so who knows what you're into.
Well, you might say Yemen, but I don't think it's a woman.
Okay. It worked. Worked for me.
Yeah, did it Harry back? Anyway,
it went over big with the migraine crowd.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I go, I love to imagine you naked and feeling great sexual pleasure from me. She goes, okay, love. I go, should we do this, baby? She goes, baby, what are you wearing now? Yes, honey. I go, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt. What are you wearing? She goes, I'm wearing pants and bra. Nice. I go, sexy as always. What color? She goes, red bra and pants. She goes, baby.
Pants.
Well, pants.
Does she mean panties?
No, just pants. Pants.
Sorry.
She's very excited.
Is that regulation wearing that shit?
Nah, it's what you wear when you're done patrolling, Joe. Her bra's camouflage, so you can't see your tits.
She's wearing your special red patrol bra.
Sure.
I get it.
That way, if she gets hit, it doesn't look like she's bleeding. It's just her bra. She goes, red bra and pants. Baby, are you holding your dick?
Is that bad?
I go, it's fucking weird reading this shit. I go, I will now, baby. What will you do to my dick? She goes, baby, hold your dick and think that I'm the one holding it. You know, Joe, I don't know if this is a guy or not, but I don't know. They're into dick holding.
You want to know something? If it is, it's two men reading to each other. And you're one of them.
As the case may be.
Welcome. We're ending the show now, and this will be the last camera segment we're ever doing.
Now for an edition of Davin's Den Scams Grinder.
It's just like, wait, what?
It's fine. Just two fellas enjoying each other's company, holding dicks. What's wrong with you two?
That's the end of the segment. That's the end of the show. You have to do the clip tomorrow. So I just gotta rethink on this.
This is a woman.
Suddenly, I don't feel well.
It's a woman. It's a woman, I tell you. I go, yes, I like that. Take off your bra, baby, and caress your breasts. Imagine it is me. She goes, I'm putting three of my fingers inside my pussy, thinking that is your dick that I'm putting in my pussy. I got to tell you, that's a lot right from the get-go. I mean, that is a lot that is a lot right from jump.
I read assembly instructions that were more romantic.
She just went right past the girl, straight in. I mean, she's just like... Yeah. No pass go. She's just like, come on, let's get this over with. Straight to the puss. Come on.
No, I don't get that. Three fingers. She's ready to rock. She goes, let's wear this out.
Oh, yeah.
I go, oh, yes. I love your pussy. She goes, baby, I have done that. Me too, sweetie. I go, I'm stroking my dick and imagine you are riding it. She goes, I love your dick, honey. This is clearly a woman. I don't know what you kids are talking about.
Okay.
I go, it loves you. I love your pussy. Are you getting wet, baby? You there? Guess you're gone. That was weird.
Oh.
So that was a man. Is that enough? And I like the way you said your dick likes Carl, like he mentioned in the conversation while you were taking a leak. You know, she's pretty sweet. Oh, thank you. I like being inside of her while thinking about it. Thank you.
Right, my dick would like to know if you could put in a word with your pussy, because they'd really like to get.
But how freaked out would you be if you were in the men's room and the guy at the urinal down the hall, down the wall, is like having a conversation with his dick?
Wouldn't it be the first time.
Yeah. You're not on the road. You ever got into these fucking truck stops at 3 in the morning to take a leak? You got to see the riffraff road, especially on the way down to fucking down south, the riffraff running around that fucking place.
Why don't you work? Why do you just lay there? Are you dead? Anyway.
You're right, Joe. I have not been in a trucker's men's room at 3 in the morning down south.
Never lived.
P- Pip is more of a trucker Ben's room in the Midwest type of gal, Joe.
Exactly. No, I prefer the Northeast Vermont. Vermont truck stop I'm picturing.
Yeah, she likes to tap the cocks for maple syrup. It's very nice.
Right.
Well, they said it was maple syrup. I'm very disturbed.
Whatever it was sticky and she was covered in it. But I digress. All right. Oh, here we go. Here we go. More things are about to get sticky.
Right.
Hide the small animals and children. They're about to be doused. Oh, right. Felonious, hide yourself. I don't want you being collateral damage. I go, guess you're gone. That was weird. She goes, yes, love. I go, oh, you stopped talking. She goes, I'm wet already. As luck would have it. Hey, what's Pip?
She was busy.
What's Pip doing with you? Now Joe's interested. She goes, I'm wet already. I go, She goes, what about you, honey? I go, I wish I could taste you, baby. She goes, I feel like having sex with you in person, love. I go, I need to start again. I stopped when you did not answer. I would go in between your legs and slide into your pussy. Your legs wrapped around me. She goes, okay, love, I feel the same way.
There are so many, how do I feel? There are so many veins on my cock. It looks like a Subway man.
Oh, wait, it is a Subway man.
Here's the thing, Joe. The thing that my cock and the Subway have in common is hobos ride them both. But anyway.
We're right on the F train.
There you go. I go, imagine me going in and out. She goes, yes, honey, is what I'm doing. I go, rub your clit, my love, and finger yourself. She goes, baby, be romancing your dick. Imagine I'm the one sucking your dick. Romance!
Be romancing your dick?
You know, buy it some roses, give it some candy, treat it nice.
Yeah, right.
Take it out to dinner.
My dick looks up at me. Why don't you romance me anymore? Just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. What about me? Never any attention to the balls.
I'm like, what are you handing me flowers for? What am I missing? I'm a cop.
A pearl necklace? No, I make pearl necklaces. I don't wear them.
Those are flowers. I clearly said bush.
Romancing the cock. That had to be a porno, like a takeoff of Romancing the Stone. It had to be like
Romancing the cock.
I do like that phrase. I do like that turn of phrase there. Romance your dick.
Oh, a gift. I try to open it, but I don't have hands. I got balls.
Oh boy.
My balls do not have opposable thumbs.
I'm trying, but you know you can only do so much with balls and not open and only hit with my pecker. Sorry, my gift.
I feel like that conversation would kill all romance between oneself and their dick.
Yes, it would.
I said romance. Why are you choking me? Are you trying to get on Love Fails? What's wrong with you?
And I've learned through the years that, you know, in situations like that, in my life, there's always time for a bit, but sometimes in those situations, just clam up. No pun intended.
A little joke, a little laugh, a little clam.
Clam up.
Depending on the position of the clam. Clam up and jam the yam up. That's what I always say. All right. I am what I am. Yeah, I get the point. All right. All right. I got to get through this sexual hot talk.
Come on, you can do it.
I most certainly can. Baby, be romancing your dick. Imagine I'm the one sucking your dick. I go. How's it feel, baby? She goes, so sweet, honey. I go, lick your fingers that were in you, baby. Did you do it? I guess to be continued, because again there was a long delay. But
maybe she's busy.
Yeah, you know, it does make you think that this could be a woman and they could be doing this right now.
Or they're busy They're trying to multitask, writing to you and writing to somebody else.
No, I don't think so.
The same thing.
I don't think so. She goes, yes, honey, I have done it. I go, how do you taste, baby? She goes, so sweet, honey. I love to taste you, honey. Love to kiss you. Love to fuck you. She goes, me too, sweetie. Sweetie, love to have anal sex with you, honey. She is really all in with the anal.
Right.
Yeah. She really likes the doggy.
So now you know it's not a woman. Well, my previous fake Davins have had a dick big enough to get to Ghana on a barge, so who knows? It could get to Yemen.
On a barge.
And the funny thing is, it hits foul weather and it's waves, and the ball shift almost, they almost capsized the ship, and they got to figure, you know, hopefully they got to hold on to dear life so they get the smoother sailing and re-top the balls. Yeah, it's out there.
Wow, you really thought that one out, didn't you, Skipper?
Wow.
Ahoy.
You gotta strap down that cargo.
You gotta
have it lolling from left to right.
All I could think of...
Port to starboard.
All I could think of is the dick gets seasick and it starts spitting out semen. But Joe had a lot more... All right. She goes, love to...
You know what? If we get syndicated again, and there was a show where they strapped a penis to a barge, and they were laughing about it.
I'd love that headline. I would love that headline.
As you would, though.
I make no apologies. No sailors or whales were hurt in the making of that bit.
No, or seamen.
Yeah.
They were not harmed.
She goes, love to have anal sex with you, honey. I go, yes. Get on your hands and knees and slide a finger into your butt. Do it slowly. Do you like it? All of a sudden, this is Pip's annual visit to the ER.
I was just all of a sudden having flashbacks. It wasn't pleasant.
Nothing felonious?
Be careful. I make sure you don't go into the fissure with a digit. You know what's happening. You know, a digit case of 1814.
Wow, Thelonious Fisher is not big on the diction, but would it be?
Yeah, I thought it spilled you for the second. Look at the face. We got 12 minutes. Jesus Christ.
He's like, oh, dear God.
No, we're fine.
You know, they're going, he's got a migraine. I got crown molding trying to get up my driveway at 3 to 8 in the morning.
We're fine.
It's like, shush, you assholes.
No.
Yes. Excuse me, Mr. Fisher. Of course you are.
No. Go. Enjoy. You're fine. I go, this doesn't really work if you have long breaks in between answers, baby. She goes, yes, I like it, sweetheart. I go, you seem busy. Should we do this another time instead? She goes, are you tired? I go, no, honey. I want to do this with you, but you seem busy. She goes, no, love. I'm here with you, honey. I go, okay. What do you want me to do to you, baby? She goes, anything you want, honey. I go, let's get back to the anal.
instead of the Back to the Future, Back to the Anal.
I can't tell you how many times I've had that exact same conversation in bed with a woman. Let's get back to the anal.
Let's get back to the anal.
After a few brief messages from our sponsors. Same ass time, same ass channel.
Sponsored by Preparation H. Because it took half the alphabet for us to get it right.
It's funny.
The other formulas were hell.
Preparation I didn't work worth a damn.
Hi, Poppy. All right. She goes, okay, love. I have turned my west for you, honey.
What?
You heard the woman.
No, I don't think I did.
I've turned my west for you, honey. I go,
all right.
I go, your west? What's that?
I think she turned her asshole to the west.
She goes, I thought you were talking about anal sex, right? See, this is how we learn. This is an educational segment. Yeah. Next time, Joe, you're with a woman, you go, would you like to do west?
Would you turn your west for me?
Turn your west, dear. I don't have a compass. You know, that's how Columbus wound up discovering the New World. He turned to his west.
Well, it's like the old joke when the old joke when the Chinese Chinese couple were having sex, and she goes, would you like to try 69? And the guy goes, why do you want beef and broccoli now? Old joke, Joe, tonight.
And 10 years from now, Joe will be apologizing for that joke, saying he never meant to be racist. And all right.
And I'll be apologizing for laughing.
Yes, you will.
The contract's good enough? Yeah, I'll dance.
Sure. Everyone's got a price. She goes, I thought you were talking about anal sex, right? I go, yes, baby, just never heard that phrase before. Put me inside your butt, baby, and fuck me.
Wait. Put me inside your butt, baby, and fuck me?
What, picking up on words for next Valentine's Day, are you, dear?
I just wanted those little candy hearts to say that.
Hey, Joe.
There's nobody at Hallmark rushing to write that down.
You'd be surprised.
Joe's little candy hearts that say anal.
She goes, okay, love. She goes, okay, love, is what I'm doing right now. Love being in your butt. She goes, baby, suck my pussy for me. I don't know. Is this a guy? Because this is really going on a long time for a guy.
Yeah.
This is...
I'm trying to keep you invested.
Okay. I go, okay.
Come on me like a St. Bernard in the water.
Wow. It's really interesting to read this after the story we did before. I go, okay, sit on my face, baby.
And be careful, I don't want to make a story on the show.
Exactly. I had no idea how dangerous this was.
I still don't think it's creative and fine, but nonetheless.
Okay. Since I'd be suffocating, a safe word is not quite going to cut it.
No.
How about a signal?
I go, ay, ay, ay. I go, sit on my face, baby. I want your pussy to cover my mouth as I please you. I had no idea how dangerous this whole thing could be. Clearly, if fake Davin could have skipped ahead a couple years to this episode. She goes,
yes,
oh.
He would have been very worried. But he wouldn't have been flipped over and pillow biting.
Yes,
so I think
true.
He was safe.
She goes, okay, love. I go, thank you, baby. She goes, I have done it. I go, I want your juices.
I'm going to tongue you like stuck gum on bridge work.
Would you relax and let me read it first?
I don't think we can.
Such eager beavers you two are. Okay. I go, I want your juices all over my face, my tongue going in and out of your delicious pussy. She goes, yes, honey, I'm feeling it. It's so sweet, honey. I love it. I go, good. I want you to come in my mouth, baby. I love licking you and sucking you. She goes, yes, baby, I will come. It's small to come. Me too, sweetie. I go, are you close, baby? She goes, yes, honey. I go, She goes, what about you, honey? I go, I love looking up at my Michelle as she rides my face. Oh, my God. This went on for a long time.
Yes.
Must have been something really good on the news. Jesus Christ, what the hell? I go...
It's like, yes, baby, come on my face. Oh, look at that story.
She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, love hearing how wet you are. She goes, I'm so happy to have a handsome and romantic man like you. Okay, love. See, I'm romantic.
If you're doing cyber, you can flip around and be as gymnastic as you want. There's none of that nasty reality to stop it.
You're absolutely correct.
You're like you're smashing your head on the bedpost because you missed.
Ow! You're on my hair! You know.
I got a cramp. God damn it, Charlie Horse.
Yes! Were you there?
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie Horse.
Now you done it. I go, I'm so happy to have. She goes, are you coming, honey? I go, I love you, baby. Baby, are you coming? She says, I go, do you want me to come? She goes, yes, honey. I go, okay, if you're ready, we can together.
Well, yeah, if you could.
Yes.
I mean, I could read it in sexy voice, but I'm not.
No. Just do what you're doing.
Like a work order.
it's hard to get in the mood with you two jackals.
Sorry, but this is very entertaining. We can't help ourselves.
Like the phrase blowjob, like you come in, yeah, I got a work order, hit a suck a cock, get a...
She goes, I want you to come because I'm coming, honey. I go, okay, love. I go, okay, lover. She goes, I'm ready, honey. I go, come, baby. Come hard for your man. She goes, I'm coming, love. I go, yes. I want all your juices, baby. She goes, okay, I'm coming now. I go, again? She goes, I have come, Davin. She remembered my name. I go,
Wow.
It sounds like the Weekly Reader. See Jane come. Come, come, come. See Bill blast his thoughts.
What do you want, flowery prose? What do you want? You know. She said, romance your dick, not romance your Joe and Pip, okay?
Romance your dick!
That's what she said. Uh-oh. Look at her. She's turning into a dewdrop. Look at Pip. She's turning into liquid. Look at her. She's melting before us. It's like the end of Frosty the Snowman. All that's going to be left is a top hat. She goes, you come, sweetheart? I give her a kiss lips emoji. She goes, not yet. I go, where do you want me to come? Your mouth, butt, or bussy? Ay, ay, ay. She goes, what do you think she said, kids? Where does she want it?
But
I would say in a pussy for 100.
Somebody wants to be scammer sex Jeopardy champ. Joe, no, I'm sorry, Joe, it's incorrect. You did not frame it in the phrase of a question. She goes, my pussy, honey. I go, this is unfortunate. I go, honey, I asked you a half hour ago. You vanished.
This is the longest coming ever.
That sounds like my marriage.
Why are you leaving me standing here holding my dick? Jesus!
It would be very frustrating if this was real.
Oh, my God, yes.
She goes, I'm here with you, honey. I go, where'd you go? She goes, I didn't go anywhere, love. I go, but you did not answer for 30 minutes. She goes, so sorry, honey. I'm here with you, sweetheart. Baby, my commander is calling me. Talk to you later, sweetheart.
Oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. You do not walk out in the middle of cyber sex. I don't care if your commander is calling. No. No.
What is that? Are you coming? Stop coming. Get off that phone. Drop that phone and grab it. I suggest that you drop that penis and stand to your post.
Stand at attention. No, not that.
I think we killed him. You okay?
I'm right here. What's the problem? I'm right here. I'm listening. I go, I go, okay, did you enjoy our cyber lovemaking? She goes, yes, honey, what about you? I blow her a kiss emoji. She gives me two lips emojis. She goes, I go, I did. I always enjoy being intimate with you. I didn't come because you did not respond, but I still enjoy myself. She goes, me too, sweetie. I go, I always enjoy chatting with you. I go, do you want to go for another round? She goes, no, honey. I go, okay, no problem. What are you doing now, baby? She goes, I'm feeling sleepy, honey. I go, that's because you came. I give her a smiling emoji. She goes, yes, honey. I go, I love pleasing you, baby. I go, I'm glad we are together. I love you, hon. She goes, love you too, baby. I love you more than you do to me, honey. I go, impossible. I love you to the moon and back. She goes, okay, ooh. I hear you, sir. I go, LOL, sir. I go, I'm not your sir. I'm the man who loves you. She goes, yes, love me. But you don't want to prove it. I know, honey. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I go, I can't.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
I was just about to say that in the past couple of shows, there's no mention of money or money, you know, money on the way or asking for money. And I think we have come to an impasse on that.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, as long as she thinks he's got baby batter on the brain, she's going to jump in with the ask.
You can't sit there and take it in the ass virtually without thinking about getting some money. Yeah.
You would know. You would know. I go, I can't magically do away with a presidential order. I hate when you say stuff like that. She goes, okay, love. I go, I've never done cyber with anyone else. I do it because I love you, baby. It makes me feel close to you, which is all I want. I long for your touch. She goes, okay, me too, sweetie. I go, I know we fight sometimes, but it scares me how much I love you, baby. You are my world. She goes, okay, love. I'm happy to have you, honey. I go, I am happy to have you, my smart, sexy woman. She goes, smart, LOL. I go, why are you laughing, baby? I go, it's not a joke. I hold you in very high esteem. I don't want you to think badly of yourself. She goes, okay, I'm laughing.
Hold on for a second. I'm going to interrupt you. Pip, you didn't pull up your spine from that one. Holy shit.
What? I didn't say.
Oh, and another thing, she's going to disobey a presidential order. Who is she, Mitch McConnell?
Nice.
She goes, okay, I'm laughing because you called me smart, sexy woman. I go, you do not think you are smart and sexy woman? She goes, I don't know. It's now that I'm hearing it from you. I go, I've thought that for some time. I spoke to you more, I would tell you all sorts of wonderful things I think about you. She goes, I hope you were happy as you were talking to me. I go, baby, I love talking with you. I wish we would talk more. Do you like talking with me? She goes, yes, honey. I go, good. I go, I mean, I really love and respect you, baby. She goes, me too, honey. Now I have parried that attempt at money, and I am getting this person talking more. I think I'm winning.
I think that was a really good move. You are massaging that soft spot, like in the ego.
Yes.
Yes.
I go, I think you're brave. She goes, what? I go, I think you're brave. She goes, okay. I go, I think you are central. I go, you don't think you are brave, baby? She goes, yes, of course. I go, good. I think you're erotic. She goes, I don't understand. I go, the way you talk to me during cyber sex, the things you say, it really turns me on. She laughs. Yes, honey, I'm feeling the same. I go, why is that funny? Like, I think about the things you say, and to be honest, it gets me rock hard. She goes, because you said that, I'm turning you on. Ha 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 ha. That's weird.
Yeah.
I go, why?
I was rock hard until that creepy laugh came in, and now it's like, woo!
Now I can't get it down at all. Now I'm thinking about sex and a serial killer. Wow, you say the craziest things. I go, why is that funny? She goes, because you said it makes you rock hard. I go, yeah, honey, you turn me on. Why is that funny? She goes, baby, I'm laughing because I'm happy. And then she sends me, like, dancing happy emoji type things that are dancing and a forgive me rose. I go, okay, that's cool. I thought you thought it was funny that you turned me on. But yeah, what you say really does it for me. Did you leave me, baby? She goes, no. She goes, I didn't leave you, honey. I go, oh, you just get so silent. Why do you do that during cyber sex? She goes, I thought we were done with cyber. I think you would know.
Because she's mortified.
It's like, but you can't in the middle, like, take a 20-minute lunch break.
No.
What the fuck?
No. When you're three fingers in, you got to finish.
That should be quilted on a fucking frame.
Who said it's not?
Who's saying it's not?
Yeah, right.
She goes, I thought we were done with cyber. I go, no. I mean, what are we in the middle of when we are in the middle of it? We will be talking, getting into it, and then you don't answer for a long time. See, like now, LOL, silent in the middle of a conversation. She goes, nothing, honey. I go, why do you go silent on me, baby?
Why we're in the middle of it? Matter of fact, you should feel like you're in a firing squad. Why? Because I'm shooting you in the face.
Ay, ay, ay. No, not romantic at all. She goes, I thought we've discussed this before. I go, no, we have not. I go, I mean, even during cyber, I was about to come and then silence. There I am with my dick in my hand and no Michelle.
I said that.
She goes, so sorry, honey. It will not happen again. I promise, sweetheart. I go, not as sorry as my dick.
Really?
It's shaking its circumcised head right now.
You woke me up for this? Well, I was sleeping here.
You woke me up for this.
What? You promised a little romance, and then you left me jilted at the altar. There I am, all swell. All swell. The balls are all afoot, ready to go.
I mean, in real life, if you were at that point, then all of a sudden somebody's like, hold that thought. For 20 minutes.
This no! Silence. It's terrible.
Terrible.
Really? You weren't in my marriage. Never mind the dish. You got to call your mother. What the fuck?
I don't want to be thinking about your mother now.
Yeah, unless she's wearing a sundress. I go... She goes, so what do you want me to do now, sweetheart? Nothing, baby. You are tired. I just wanted to know why you stopped talking for long periods of time. Are you going to sleep? She goes, yes, honey. Like I told you before, I'm feeling sleepy. Talk to you later, sweetheart. Please don't be angry with me, honey. I love you. I go, all right. I wish I could fall asleep with your head on my chest. She gives me hearts and kisses. I go, love you, baby. More hearts, kisses. I go, text me when you wake up, my love. Someone is thinking about you. She goes, hi, love. How are you doing? I'm good, baby. How are you? How is your sleep? And we will end it there.
Yeah, right.
I just want to ask, what the heck happened? Her commander was calling her, well, you're in the middle of cyber. And that just kind of got glossed over, if you will.
Well, she said, I'm coming, and he understood.
I guess so, because she was going to sleep right after. Usually if the commander calls you, you ain't going to sleep not for a while.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Marching, shooting, tanking, yep.
So
yeah, really, not napping.
So what do you guys think of that?
Napping, never napping.
I think this is a really interesting relationship in that none of the others were willing to cyber like this, and... I mean, we're talking about it being a man, but I mean, it does seem realistic, except for the long pauses and the, you know, like, it's not really high on romance. It's more like, let's get to the goodies, you know? I mean...
So it's real.
I don't know how one cybers, but I don't know. I guess you want to, like... If you have limited time, because you might have to go march on patrol any second, I guess you would just want to get to the giddies. But the thing is, I don't really think that she's really actually doing these things, because she's like, all of a sudden she disappears for 20 minutes. Where did you go?
Well, not only that, also in the previous segments that we've had with the scammers, usually he'll get to that point, but usually there's a gift card that's used in the date, and usually between the... the love and the amorous activities, usually things stop for the talk of the gift card. Honey, I want to do, but I need the gift card, and that's usually the thing. There's none of it here. He might disappear, but there's nothing tangible that she's trying to get during these episodes.
Right, right. Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, she's willing to go along with, you know, the cybering for a long time before she... I mean, she did try to get back into the call my commander and get me a vacation.
A little bit, which was...
A little.
That, but it didn't go there, you know?
No. I know.
What their deal is.
It is possible. It is possible that this is a woman or a gay man, Although, it's possible there is somebody on the other end who's enjoying this.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're enjoying this. I don't know if they know, if they're mortified, don't know what to
do. No, this isn't mortified, because this goes on. We've seen mortified. This goes on and on, and it keeps coming back.
Most of our audience. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I tend not to.
Oh, my God.
I tend not to.
No, they enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. They do. But,
This cyber, though, between these two. This is recurring, though. This is pretty consistent.
Yeah.
And pretty
she
graphic.
She wants to go all in.
Yeah, pretty graphic.
Yeah, yeah. And she started with the graphic part.
Yeah, three fingers in.
And she's like, you know, give me your dick pic. You know, go down to me. I got how many fingers? You know, are we talking about whiskey or what you're doing to yourself? I
mean, hey, your activities after the show we're not interested in. You got to comment on the segment.
Oh, sorry, I jumped ahead.
The only thing wrong with that is I call bullshit. Joe is interested. That's the only. I'll get a call. So really, how many fingers in do you think? I don't know, Joe. Are the scammer clips ready? I don't want to talk about this. I mean, cats have disappeared in that house. Who can tell? So is there the possibility that this person is a woman and digging this on some level?
It's totally possible.
To get to something.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be a lot of anal sex before they get something. I can tell you that much.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she disappeared, man, for like 30 minutes. Well, she's probably speaking with somebody else, and they get back to you and your antics. So who knows?
Yeah, I mean,
she's gonna look like the Lincoln Tunnel by the time he's done with her.
Listen, we
my God, yeah. You can see the whole cat and her cubs up there. Yeah.
Listen, we've all been balls deep in somebody when there's a ring. Ring at the doorbell and it's a Jehovah's Witness. Who's to say she's not dealing with the same thing?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose that's true. I mean, who knows what she's doing in between?
I don't know. All right.
A lot of room for possibilities.
So,
a lot of room indeed, yes.
Yes, a lot of room.
So we're going to... So we're going to take off next week. So we will return on the 22nd of February. That's what we will do. Joe, where will you be? Will you be?
Nowhere.
Well, that's not completely true either.
But we do have basically, because we're off next week, we do have that gig on that Saturday. We're going to be in Pennsylvania.
Yes. Well, tomorrow, February 9th, I will be in New York City at the Greenwich Village Comedy Club on McDougal Street.
Good.
7:30 show. Going to be working on a bunch of new things. For phone number 646-682-9071, and that's Wednesday, February 9th. And yes, Saturday, February 19th, Joe and I will be in Claridge, Pennsylvania, at the Colton Hall Claridge Volunteer Fire Department on Blocks Road. For tickets, you can call 724-547-3121. So that's where we... will be, and we'd like to thank Sensei Russ for his continued support.
Thank you, Russ.
Hopefully, we'll be seeing Russ in the beginning of March, and Side Splitting Productions for your entertainment needs. Go to davincomedy.com, call us up 551-404-3094. We certainly want you guys to have a happy and loving Valentine's Day. We hope we hope you either get three fingers in or somebody's three fingers into you. We want you to have that. We hope you love each other as much as Fake Davin's parents love Fake Davin getting anal. We hope that for you.
So, that would be lovely.
Yes, that would be lovely. Wish you guys all the best.
We wish that for all of our listeners.
All of our listeners.
We both certainly do.
Thank you all for tuning in and hanging out. If you like us.
Thank you very much.
If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep.